Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Chagiga Daf Chaf Dalet. We are actually 12 lines from the top of the Amud. We're going through the list of Chumres that we find by Kodshim, by Karbonis, but not by Terumah. One example is Haravi Bakodesh Pasal. So when it comes to Kodesh, it can become a Revi Batuma, as opposed to by Truma, that only goes till Shlishi. So the Mishnah reads as follows: Haravi Bakodesh Pasal, Vashlishi Batruma. So you have an Avela, a Sheretz, which is a source, an Avatuma, comes into contact with something, it makes it a Rishon, sort of a second-hand Atuma. That contacts the next item, turns into a Sheini. That touches something else. If it is Truma, it can turn into a Shlishi, which means it's Pasal, disqualified from eating. You can't have that Truma. That's it. Ends right there. When it comes to Kachem, that's more delicate, more sensitive. That goes all the way till 4, till Revi. So if you take a Shlishi and touch it to a carbon, to a carbon material, it will turn it into a Revi. How do we know this? Tanya, Om Rabbi Yosi, Menayin L'Revi B'Kodeshu Pasal. How do we know that when it comes to Kachim, it goes all the way to L'Revi, V'dinu, it's through a Kal V'Chomer, Uma Mechusa Kippurim. Since we find that a fellow who's Mechusa Kippurim, which means he pretty much completed his Tahara process, he's just awaiting Havas Korbanos, he has to bring his Korban. At this point, he can have Truma, Shemuta B'Truma. Still, he's Pasal B'Kodesh. He may not have Korbanos. He can't eat a Korban. Rashi brings the Zikimon Yevamis that proves this from a Pasuk. So again, if we find that a Mechusa Kippurim, although he's Mutter B'Truma, he's considered Pasal for Kodesh. So you see that Kodesh is more delicate than Truma. Certainly, Shlishi She Pasal B'Truma. If a Shlishi is considered Pasal when it comes to Truma, as we just explained, certainly that Shlishi can extend into a Revi for Kodesh, because Kodesh is more delicate than Terumah. Now you'll ask, and Rashi asks this, how can the resulting product be worse off, be more severe than the source of the Kal V'Chomer? You're saying, well, if Shlishi doesn't work for Terumah, and certainly Revi doesn't work for Kodesh, how'd you get that far? You could have said, well, if Shlishi doesn't work for Truma, Shlishi doesn't work for Kodesh, because we find Kodesh is more delicate than Truma generally. But how do you take it a step further to Revi? So Rashi says, although typically we follow the concept of Dayoi, Dayoi, Lovoi, Minadin, Lios, Kenidin, which basically means the item, the din that you want to produce through the Kal V'Chomer can't be more Chomer, can't stand higher than where you came from. Right? You're drawing the halacha from someplace. You can't produce something more severe than the source. That's typically. But, in a case where, unless you extend it further, you haven't really accomplished anything through the Kal V'Chomer. Let's say you would end off with, if Shlishi doesn't work for Truma, certainly Shlishi doesn't work for Kodesh. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Well, isn't that evident? Is that obvious? It's pashut. You don't need a Kal V'Chomer to tell you that Kachem has the same level as Truma. Of course it does. So the fact that we have a Kal V'Chomer going evidently tells us that you meant to take it a step further. So again, if we find that Mechusa Kippurim, which works for Truma, doesn't work for Kodesh, certainly a Shlishi L'Tuma, which does not work for Truma, goes a step further and makes a Revi for Kodesh. V'lamadnu Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah. If so, the concept of Shlishi L'Tuma by Kachem, that's a pasuk. We're going to see soon. U'Revi B'Kal V'Chomer. How do we know that Kachem can go to the Revi? That's through the Kal V'Chomer that we just explained. Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah Minayin. Where do we find Shlishi L'Tuma by Kachem? In the pasuk, the Siva Basar She'iga B'Chal Tamei Lo Yachal. Basar of Kodesh, which comes into contact to Tamei, may not be eaten. What does Tamei mean? Tamei means even a Sheni L'Tuma. Merely a skin and the Naga B'Sheni. Are we not speaking that the Basar Kodesh came into contact with the Shein L'tum, which makes it a Shlishi? Here the Torah tells you, you may not eat this Kachim. It's a Shlishi L'tum. So that's from the Pasuk. By the way, how do we know that Tamei means a Shein? So Rashi says, because the Pasuk speaks about a tan or an oven, which is Tamei. And the Pasuk says, Kol Ashabach Sheicha Yitma, anything inside that Kli, which is a Rishon L'tum, anything inside will become Tamei. So you see that a Shein L'tum is called Tamei. An item falling into a Rishon becomes a Sheni. So we find the term Tamei in reference to a Sheni. And the Basar, Asher Yiga B'chol Tamei, means the Basar Kodesh was touched, the Sheni which became a Shlishi now. V'kamer Rachman Lo Ya'ach. So Shlishi is from the Pasuk. Rivi, the next step, Mekal V'chaymer. Hadam Marnas, which is explained, based on Mekal V'chaymer. Okay, further down the list, we have Ubetrumim Nitmes. The Mishnah speaks about one of his hands becoming tummy. So when it comes to truma, just wash that hand. When it comes to kodesh, you have to be tovel both hands. We don't differentiate between hands. One hand tummy, both hands tummy. And the Mishnah continues that we have a concept of yad metameis chaverta bekodesh, avaloi betruma. So one hand is metame the other hand when it comes to kodesh. Suppose my left hand is tummy, my right hand is tar. When it comes to Kodesh, if the left touches the right also becomes Tami. Avalei b'truma, by truma we don't apply this concept. Just because the Tami hand touches the right hand, touches the Torah hand, does not make it Tami. Now, of course, we're speaking about Tumais d'Rabbanon. How can hands be Tami and not the person? Tumais d'Rabbanon, where we consider the hands as a Sheni l'tuma. So when it comes to Karbonis, comes to Kachem, Mizbeach material, we are Machmer, and we say, well, if the left hand, which is tummy, touches the right hand, which is tar, we deem the right hand tummy as well. But not when it comes to truma-related activities. When the left touches the right is tummy. That's only while I'm holding kachim in my right hand. Then there's a real concern that I might have actually slipped down and touched the kachim with my left hand. So then we say, well, if the left touches the right is tummy, because I might inadvertently touch the kachim that I'm holding in my right hand. But I'm not gripping anything in my right hand. There's no kachim on the scene. We will not say left hand is metame the right hand. So according to Rav Shezvi, he's taking a very practical, down-to-earth approach to this halacha. If I'm gripping kachim in my right hand, which is tar, but then I move my left hand over and I touch my right hand, we're concerned that you might have slipped into the kachim. We don't want to get involved. We make the whole hand tummy with the kachim. But otherwise, if the hands are kept separate, you're safe. Eisvi abaye. We're going to have a kashim or a brais. Yad neguva. If your hand is dry, no liquid on it. So your left hand is tummy, but there's no liquid on it. If there would be liquid, that liquid becomes a rishon l'tumah. That's the halacha, that if liquid touches even a sheni, it turns into a rishon. It's Gzeir D'Rabbanu. We're concerned about liquids coming from Izav, which are very tummy. But there are no liquids involved. He has left hand, which is tummy, totally dry. Metame chaverta letame lekodesh. So then it's going to be metame. His right hand as well. If he touches his right hand, it becomes tummy. And his right hand becomes tummy to the point that if it touches karbonis, it makes a tummy. Now the word tummy means you have tumma that you can pass on to others. It's such a high-level tumma that you take it and you can pass it on. Puzzle means I receive the tumma, I absorb the tumma, I become disqualified from achila or whatever, but I can't pass it on further. So the Brisa says, if your left hand is tummy, and it touches the right hand gets that tumma from the left hand to the point that the right hand is now considered also a sheni l'tumma. If it touches kodesh, it makes the kodesh tummy, makes it a shlishi, which can still carry on to make a revi. So it's a very high form of tumma. Avaloi the truma. But not when it comes to truma oriented activities. One hand cannot affect the other. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Imer Lifsol Avaloi the Tame. He agrees that the left can be metame the right, but not to the point that the right becomes a sheni and it can actually be metame kodesh, make it a shlishi so that in turn it can make a revi. No. The right hand gets downgraded. Left hand is a sheni, but when he touches the right, it goes down a little, becomes a shlish. And then when it touches kodesh, it's paisel the kodesh. makes it a revi'i, which is possible. That's the price. How does it pertain to us? Bryce spoke about a dry hand. What's the point of dry? What's the dryness element adding to us? Apparently it's some sort of chiddush here. Now, if we understand that this halacha of one hand coming into contact with the other has nothing to do with whether or not I'm gripping a carbon in my right hand. Rather, the mere fact that my left came into contact with my right, we consider the right tummy. Whether it's because perhaps he won't be able to tell them apart, next time he'll use his left instead of his right, we don't differentiate between one's hands. He touched left to the right becomes tummy. Hainu ravuse de reguva. That explains why dryness is a chiddush. Because there was nothing there, liquid-wise, that would prompt us to say that the right hand become really tummy. It's only the left dry hand touching the right hand. And still we say the tumma sort of gets transferred from left to right without any medium of liquid. That's a chiddush. Elei amras b'chiburin in. Shaloi b'chiburin loi. But according to you, Rav Shezvi, it takes a very practical approach. He says, look, if I'm gripping carbon with my right hand and then I move my left over and I touch my right, I'm concerned maybe I'll slip into the cut and touch the kodesh directly. So what's the chiddush of dry or wet? What's the difference? The point is, we're afraid that my left hand may have inadvertently come into contact with the carbon directly. My left hand is the shame of the tumah, which is metame the carbon. So this is a kasha on Rav Shezvi. Therefore, the Gemara assumes that when we say left touches right, it's metame right, it's irrelevant, irrespective of whether I'm gripping any carbon with my right hand. It's for a nami. Some take out the word nami. There's a machlekes between Rav Reichen and Rish Lakish in this sugya. Am Rish Lakish leishanu al yadei. When hand touches hand, tuma gets transferred. That is only if it's your own hands. Tosfos brings a svara. According to Rish Lakish, we're afraid of forgetfulness. Ichlufe, you might mix the hands up. His left, his tummy, his right, might mix things up. So we say, look, if there was some sort of contact, some Rishonim learned even without contact. But in any case, the point is that according to Rish Lakish, we treat both hands as one. Aval yad chaveir le, but not when it comes to his friend's hands. Let's say he touched his friend's hands. It's not going to be matami, his friend. It's a halacha specific to the person himself. We don't differentiate between hands. We're afraid he's going to touch one to the other. In the same person, we're not mechalik between hands. We treat both hands as the same. So basically, we have two halachas, by the way, in the Mishnah. One is that even when one hand is tummy, you have to be toivel both, because we're afraid that one hand will touch the other. That was the first halacha in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues, and actually, if one touches the other, it is metami. But that only refers to his own hands. But if he touches his friend's hands, it's not going to affect his friend. But, says Rish Lakish, a chumra as well. If left touches right, the right hand becomes tummy, like a sheni l'tuma. So we treat both hands as though they're on the same level of tuma. There's no downgrading whatsoever. Both hands are treated as one. But that's only himself, the person himself, but not his friend. So you see how it goes hand in hand. It's wrapped together. Both hands are treated as one. Right? If he touches left to his right, we treat them as though they're the same tumah. But that's only within the person himself. But we didn't apply this gzera to his friend's hands. Whether he touches his own hand, left touches right, or he touches his friend's hands, the same halacha applies. Bo'isayad, provided that he took the left hand, which is tummy, and made that contact. Livsal. Oh, here comes Rabbi Yechanan with a kula. On the one hand, he says a chumra, you can affect your friend as well. But then he says a kula. You know, there's a downgrade. It drops down a level. My left hand, which is tummy, is a sheni. But then when I touch my right hand, or I touch my friend's hand, it's sort of transferring to him. We don't treat them as though they're the same hands. We transfer, it's a conductor. So he goes down a level. So lifsal v'lo latami. So that other hand becomes a shlishi, which in turn can come into contact with kachah, make it a revi, which is pasul. So my left hand, which is tummy, was a sheni. When I touch my right, the right becomes a shlishi. When I touch my friend's hand, it becomes a shlishi. And that shlishi turns the kachem that it touches into a revi, which means pasul. So the other hand is lifsul. It can affect psul, but it can't be matami. And basically, the two concepts are interrelated, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a conductor. It's not like we treat both hands as one. You have one hand which is tummy, which is going to transfer that tumma to your other hand. It can transfer your tumma even to the friend's hands. But then it goes down a level, like all over. When there's a transfer, it gets dropped down a level. So it goes from a sheni to a shlishi. And that could be paisel kachem, make it a review. Mimai, how do we know? What is Rabbi Yochanan's raya that I can affect even my friend? Midiktani seifa. Because the Mishnah starts off by saying, look, when it comes to kachem, when one hand is tummy, you have to be tevil both. You might mix them up, you might come into contact, tevil them both. Then the Mishnah continues, Shayad metama chaverta lekoidish avlo l'truma, because a hand can be metame the other hand. Hasu lomli, what's the point of adding this clause in the Mishnah? Hatana l'resha, don't you already know that from the first halacha? Why? Why do we require a double tefillah? Why do both hands need tefillah? Because we treat them like they're tummy, because we're afraid they're going to touch. Apparently touching is a problem. So what's the chiddush in the second part of the Mishnah? Ela lav shma mina, apparently this is a raya. The Mishnah is coming to add something, lasuyei yad chaveroi, to include the other fellow's hand as well. V'afresh lakash hadabei, and the truth is, Rish Lakish himself conceded to Rabbi Yochanan that it can affect the other fellow's hand as well. And likewise, it's going to go down a level. Amar Rabbi Yoina, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rish Lakish, here's Rish Lakish speaking, Echad yadai, v'echad yad chaveri, whether he comes into contact with his own hand or his friend's hand, Ba'is Hayad, with that hand which is Tamei. By the way, when it says Ba'is Hayad, the Gemara means to point out that the left hand, right, example that we cited, left hand is Tamei, only that hand has the ability to do this. But once he touches the right, so although the right is treated like it's possible, but that doesn't have the ability to go transfer further. That's why the Mishnah, the Gemara focuses on the words Ba'is Hayad, was stressing that only the original Yad, which is the original Tamei, can do all this. In any case, it applies to his hand or to his friend, lifsel avalei latame, and it goes down a level, it drops down, so it starts as a sheni, but the other hand, which receives tumma, goes down a level, becomes a shlishi, and then in turn it could be paisel kachim, make it a revi. So bottom line is we have three approaches to our Mishnah. Rav Shezvi took a practical approach. It's not like the hand come into contact with the other hand will make a tummy. It's only because I'm gripping kachem and I'm afraid that you'll mistakenly touch the kachem with the other hand. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan disagree. Even just plain contact between hands is a problem. Initially, Rish Lakish took on the approach that both hands are treated as one. They both have the same tumma, but only himself, not his friend. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says the hand is conducting, is transferring tumma, whether it's his own hand or to his friend's hands, and it goes down a level. Rish Lakish was made to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, "V'lif soil avaloi l'tamei tanoihi." The truth is, this idea that the tumah gets downgraded when it's transferred from one hand to the other is based on machlekes tanoim. Yisnan kol apoisel b'truma. All those items or activities that can make a person pasul for truma, make a person sheni l'tumah. We're speaking about primarily the Rabbanans, as discussed in the beginning of Gemara Shabbos, with the Yud Ches Gzeiros over there. So all those things that can make a person puzzle for Truma, make a person a Sheni L'Tuma. Mitzame Yadayim Liyashniyos, likewise, they cause his hands to be a Sheni L'Tuma. So he comes into contact with a Sefer, all those things mentioned in the Gemara there. V'yad Mitzame Chaverta, you should know that one hand could affect the other. If one hand became Tummy, and it touches the other one is Tummy as well. Makes it a sheni l'tumah. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, both hands are treated equal. This became a sheni. I touched the other hand. That also becomes a sheni. So both hands are treated equally. V'chacham oimim yadayim shniyos sein. No, how can you say that? Once the hand is a sheni l'tumah, How can that turn around and make another sheni? Vein sheni is a sheni. My love, should we not assume the Chachamim meant as follows? Sheni who the lay of it. The left hand, which is a sheni, can't turn the right hand into a sheni, because how could sheni make sheni? Hashlishi of it. But they meant that it can make a shlishi. It goes down a level. So here's the machlokes tanoim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we treat both hands as one and the same. According to Chacham, it goes down a level. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma lo sheni avid lo shlishi avid. If we would agree conceptually to the concept that one hand can be metama the other, everybody would agree to Rabbi Yeshua that sheni makes a sheni, because it's all the same person. We treat them as one. Chacham disagreed because in concept they disagreed to the concept of one hand affecting the other. Sheni otum is a drabbanon, is not going to affect the other. You can't transfer to the other hand. Won't make it a sheni, won't get a shlishi, it doesn't work at all. But if theoretically, if there's such a thing as one hand be metame the other, like an owl sugya, by kachim, perhaps all would agree that a sheni makes a sheni. Ella, rather, we find the machlekes tanaim in the following braisa, which actually we already had before. Ella kihane tanoi desani. Yad neguva, right, the dry hand, metame is chaver tel tamei bekodesh. If it touches the other hand, it will make it tamei to the point that it's a sheni latum. And it can be metame kachim, make kachim a shlishi. Avalu truma, but it doesn't work for trum. Divi Rebbe, so according to Rebbe, sheni makes sheni. Rebbe is a brida oimer, oisa yad lifsel, avalu latami. He said, if the Yaisa Yad, the tummy hand, touches the other hand, it enables it to be Paisal Kachem. It makes it a Shlishi, which will be Paisal Kachem, make it a Revi, but it doesn't make it a Sheni, which will be able to be Matami Kachem, make it a Shlishi. See, the Machalik's Tanoim. Whether the tumma sort of just spreads into the next hand, or is it a transfer? Is it like a conductor? And it has to go down one level once it reaches the other hand. Okay, so in conclusion, we learned about this halacha, about hands. One hand is tameh, you have to be matpil both. Concerned about negiah, and in fact, if negiah takes place, the other hand becomes tameh. And Rabbi Yechon's approaches, the other hand gets a lower level tumah, and it can affect the person himself or his friend. And actually, this question of whether it goes down or stays on the same level is machlokes is tameh. Here comes another chumra by kachim, which is not found by truma. So a person can take a piece of truma, which is dry, and eat it with tamei hands which are sheni l'tuma, as long as the item is dry. But he can't do it by a kachim related food. It would seem from the Mishnah that dryness is an advantage. The fact that it's still dry, it's not hukshel kabal tumah, it's not susceptible to tumah, but still, a kachemis doesn't work. Says the Gemara, dryness. Neguvin is a positive element by kachem. That's not so. Tanya, Amar b'chinin b'antignis, v'chiyesh neguvin l'kodesh. What's the advantage? What's the point of speaking about dry kachem? There's a halacha called chibas hakodesh, when material which is related to a mizbeach, to a carbon, this special dearness, chiba, for the kodesh. It stands high, it stands prominent, it's chashav. It's extra delicate, and we give it a chashivas as though it's fully susceptible to tumah. Typically, a fruit has to get wet. You have to rinse it off. That's considered gemar malacha. Makes it available, makes it susceptible to be makabel tumah. Kachem has chashivas, even without going through that wedding process, we consider it to be susceptible to tumah. So whether it's dry or wet, doesn't matter. Why is the Mishnah stressing, well, you shouldn't be eating kachem even though it's dry? Dry and wet are one and the same thing. Oh, so apparently there's something missing here. Like Tzricha, apparently we're speaking about the following case. He never touched the kachem. His hands are tummy. He was careful to keep away from the kachem. So how did he eat it? Without contact. His friend put the kachem in his mouth. So he never touched the kachem with his hands. Or he himself. inserted the kachem into his mouth using some sort of utensil which is not makabel tumma. Kush is like a spindle made from just like a wooden thing which is not makabel tumma. Kakar is some sort of sharp tool which they use at the weaving looms. So these are called pshute kliyets. They're wooden utensils without any interior. They're not makabel tumma. So he used this sort of tool as a toothpick to reach over to the kachem and put it into his mouth. So although his hands are tummy, it doesn't affect the kachem. So far, so good. That's legal, right? Nothing wrong with that. But ubikish le'echol tznoin ubatzel shalchun imayin. He wasn't happy just with the kachem in his mouth. He wanted to add some color. He figured, okay, I'll put in some radish, some batzel, some onion of chulin into my mouth. Now those items were actually dry. They never got wet. They never were hochshel kabel tumah. So his hands, which are tummy, are not going to affect those items. So what's the problem? Problem is that while he's handling that food and putting it in his mouth, he might actually touch the kodesh in his mouth. Now running into problems because he's going to be metameh the kodesh. So he can't do that. The kodesh gozru b'rabbanon. So while he's eating kodesh, he shouldn't put in chulin with his tummy hands because he might actually inadvertently touch the kodesh in his mouth and be metameh. The truma le gozru rabbanon. But if it's only truma that he's eating, we don't apply this concern. We're confident that he will not touch the truma. One last halacha in the Mishnah. Ha'inin muchasu kippurim. Ha'inin, who experienced a tragic loss in the family, so he cannot eat truma or kachem during the day of aninus. Comes nighttime, he wants to eat truma, he wants to eat kachem. Or muchasu kippurim, a fellow who was azav and went through the whole tahara process, and he needed to bring a karbon. At that point, he could not eat. Cannot eat kachem. So after he brings his karbon, he wants to sit down to eat his kachem. So in order to allow him to eat karbonis, he has to do a new tefillah. Why? My time. Why does he need a tefillah? Why do we assume that an ayin is tameh? Why do we assume that a mechusa kippurim is tameh when it comes to kachem? The answer is kivin the ada idna. Because up until this point, habo asiri, they couldn't have kachem. A mechusa kippurim or ayin can have truma, but not kachem. So he's sort of off the scene. He's not paying attention to his tahara. He's not looking after himself because he's sort of not being mindful of achilas kachem. He's not on the parasha. And therefore, when he becomes ro'i again, atzrichinu rabbanan tefillah, rabbanan required a new tefillah to ensure that is really tar. So typically a person is mindful of the fact, look, I'm always looking after myself, looking around myself, making sure I'm roi for kachem. But comes a time where he's not roi for kachem. He's not going to eat kachem in any case. So he's sort of masiach das from kachem. We're concerned that he may have come into contact with tumah. So when he wants to partake in a carbon, he has to make a new tefillah. Okay, let's do a brief chazar of today's daf. We had a total of four chumras that we discussed. Number one, kachem go to the revi l'tumah. When it comes to kachem, one hand is matam of the other. When it comes to kachem, he should be careful not to insert eichel chulin into his mouth while he's eating kachem if his hands are unclean. And we learned that all these individuals were not able to eat kachem up until this point, they were mesiach das and were concerned about a tumah, they require a new tefillah. But all these halachas are specific to kachem and not to truma. Hatzlacha rabbah to you and all the best.